Pau Gasol. Pau Gasol watched his first NBA All-Star game when he was 11 years old with his younger brother, Mark. Both boys wanted to be professional basketball players and often stayed awake until 2 a.m. to watch NBA games from the USA live on television. As a child, Pau covered his room with posters of his heroes, great basketball players such as Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan. Pau Gasol was born on July the 6th, 1980, in Barcelona, and grew up in Sant Boi de Llobregat, a city on the periphery of Barcelona. His mother, Marisa, is a doctor, and his father, Agustí, is a hospital administrator. Pau has got two younger brothers, Mark and Adrià. He began playing basketball in school and liked it a lot more than football. Football is more than a sport in Spain. It is a cultural phenomenon and also a big business, and football clubs spend a lot of money on players' salaries and merchandising. Pau was more interested in basketball because, in his opinion, it was a purer sport, less under the influence of business interests than football. It quickly became apparent that Pau was a very talented basketball player, and he decided to train seriously to become a professional player. He never considered the possibility of playing in the NBA someday, an almost impossible dream for a Spaniard. "When I began practicing basketball seriously," said Pau, "I didn't do it with the intention of coming to the NBA and playing with Michael Jordan." CB Cornella, a local basketball team, soon noticed Pau's talent and signed him for their junior team. Now Pau really learned how to play the game and control the ball. In 1997, Pau became a member of the FC Barcelona juniors team. Most people think of FC Barcelona as a famous football team, but it is also one of the strongest basketball teams in the ACB. At the end of that season, the Barcelona juniors won the Spanish Junior Championship in Tenerife. Pau's impressive performance in that game convinced FC Barcelona that he had the potential to be an important player for the team in the future. The coaches of the Spanish junior national team were also convinced that Pau was special. They selected him to play for the team in the European Junior Championship that year in Varna, Bulgaria. The Spanish team won the championship. The club promoted Pau to the second division Barcelona B team for the 1998-99 season, and he trained hard to improve as a basketball player. In addition to the regular team practices, he trained alone every morning to improve his technique. He trained in the morning because he was now in his first year of medical school, and this was his only free time. Another of Powell's dreams was to be a doctor, like his mother. That summer, the selectors again chose Pau to go with the Spanish junior national team to the World Junior Championships in Lisbon. Although few people expected it, Spain beat the Americans and won the championship. Pau played well, but he wasn't one of the dominant players. After the championship, he decided to continue working hard and become as good as possible. When the 1999-2000 season started, Pau was still with the Barcelona B team, although he now played more and more often for the main team. He decided to leave medical school and concentrate only on basketball. FC Barcelona finished second in the ACB League that season, but Pau's stats were only average, 4.2 points and 2.6 rebounds per game. It wasn't surprising that the selectors didn't choose him for the Spanish team for the 2000 Olympic Games. However, Barcelona coach Aito García Reneses noticed that Pau had a special intelligence, intensity and a lot of talent, and in the 2000-2001 season, Powell played permanently for the main team. Reneses gave him much more playing time, especially in difficult situations. He played in 29 of the first 33 games and his statistics improved significantly. Powell quickly became the most important player in the Barcelona team. This became very clear when Powell got appendicitis in January 2001 and didn't play for 45 days. FC Barcelona had no option. They played in the EuroLeague playoffs without him, and the Benetton team from Treviso, Italy, eliminated them. Gasol returned to the basketball courts in time to lead Barcelona to its first Copa del Rey tournament win in March. This was Barcelona's first victory in this important ACB competition since 1994. The victory was even sweeter because it was against Real Madrid, Barcelona's biggest rival. Gasol played brilliantly in the final game and received the title Most Valuable Player of the Tournament. Powell continued to play impressively during the rest of the season and led Barcelona to win the league championship. He received the title Most Valuable Player in the ACB. Less than a year before, Powell was virtually unknown. Now he was one of the most important players in the ACB. That summer, the Spanish national team coach selected Powell to play in the EuroBasket tournament in Turkey. He was the top rebounder and one of the most important players in the competition. Spain finished with a bronze medal. By now, people across the Atlantic Ocean were interested in Gasol. Between the Copa del Rey tournament and the EuroBasket tournament, many NBA teams sent their scouts to watch him play. Five NBA teams, including the Memphis Grizzlies, wanted to choose him in the 2001 NBA draft. All the scouts agreed that Powell was a player with great potential. He was very tall, 2.15 meters, very fast, handled the ball well, and knew how to throw to the basket and rebound well. It was rare for such a tall player to move so well. He was too quick for the other players his height and too tall for the smaller players. But Powell isn't perfect. His free throws and his shot selection aren't so good. Most importantly, he needed to gain weight and muscle because in the USA, they play a much more physical style of basketball than in Spain. Powell was so thin that his teammates called him the Pink Panther. In June 2001, the NBA draft took place in New York City. The Memphis Grizzlies used their third selection to choose Paul Gasol. This was the earliest selection ever for a European player. People in Spain were very surprised. "It was a surprise to me. It was a surprise to everybody," said Paul. "But it was good news." Powell became an instant superstar in Spain. There was one big problem to resolve before Powell began his NBA career. He was still under contract to Barcelona for another year. His only option was to negotiate a buyout of his contract. The NBA rules limited the Grizzlies to pay a maximum of $350,000 for a buyout. Barcelona wanted $2.7 million. The only option was for Powell to pay the difference. It was an easy decision for him. "Yes, I was obliged to give them money," said Powell. "The Grizzlies had some money to give, but not much, so I paid. But it is my dream, so why not pay?" In September 2001, Powell Gasol signed a four-year, $13.9 million contract. Powell's agents negotiated to reduce Barcelona's buyout price to $2.2 million, on the condition that Powell finished his career with them after his time in the NBA. That was no problem, because Powell wanted to finish his career in Barcelona. Powell now had enough money to pay for his buyout. Pau was now ready to begin the greatest adventure of his young life. The 21-year-old left his family's home for the first time in his life to go to a new league, a new country, and a new culture. His parents took a year's sabbatical from their jobs to accompany Pau for his first season in Memphis. They wanted to make the move easier for Pau. His two younger brothers also decided to go with Pau to Memphis. Pau arrived in Memphis a month before his family to begin training camp. Although he liked Memphis and was excited about beginning his NBA career, some things were difficult for him. He felt very lonely, and he missed his friends and family in Spain. He lived in a hotel room and didn't know anyone in his new city. "The worst thing was having no friends," he said. Fortunately, Pau spoke quite good English, and so he didn't have too much of a problem with the language. When training camp started, he quickly became close to the Grizzlies' other promising rookie, Shane Battier. Battier said, "I'm trying to help him adapt because I know that it's difficult. I'm also a rookie, but I'm from here, so I think I can help him." Pau had training sessions for 9 hours a day, and he worked hard to adapt to a much longer season and a more physical style of playing, and he also began to lift weights. Players don't use weights in Europe because coaches there think that it will affect their speed and mobility. But weight training is almost a necessity in the NBA. It was necessary for Pau to gain muscle and strength to be competitive. The Grizzlies coach, Sidney Lowe, was very impressed that Pau was so determined to improve. Lowe liked the fact that Pau always listened to the older players in the team when they gave him advice. "It's very important to have veteran players who will teach the young players," said Lowe. "We've got that. We've got a nice combination of veterans and young players." It became easier for Pau to adapt to his new life when his family arrived. The Gasols rented an apartment in Memphis while they looked for a house for Pau to buy. Pau left his hotel and bought his first car, a big 4x4 with a good sound system to listen to music like Estopa, his neighbours when he lived in Catalonia. Pau was happy to be eating his mother's cooking again, especially as the food in Memphis was very different from the food in Spain. Olive oil, for example, was expensive, and people also ate more meat than fish. "I prefer Spanish food," said Pau. "There's more fish, and the fish in Spain is very fresh. You can't get it like that in Memphis." However, he loves one dish from his new city, Memphis-style barbecue ribs. Pau didn't expect to be one of the 5 starting players for the Grizzlies. He expected not to play in many games or to play only a little. "The first year will be hard," he said. "I need to adapt to the game, to a new way of life." In Pau's first regular season game with the Grizzlies, the Detroit Pistons beat them 90-80 in Memphis, and Gasol only scored 4 points. As expected, Pau didn't start the game or play much. The Grizzlies lost their next 2 games, but then something much worse happened. 3 of their starting players received injuries. This, however, was good for Gasol and Battier. Now they had the opportunity to play much more, and Pau soon became a permanent starter for the rest of the season. Although Pau was happy with his playing, he didn't like losing game after game. After a defeat on November the 15th, the Grizzlies had a record of no wins in 8 games. "Nobody likes to lose," said Pau. "I never lost 8 successive games before." On November the 17th, the Grizzlies finally won their first game of the season when they beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 98-93. Gasol was the team's top scorer and the top rebounder. "Pau made some big shots," Lowe said after the game. "He is a very talented young man." Players and coaches from other teams began to notice Powell because he didn't seem intimidated by the veteran players and by playing in the NBA. "I know that I've got the talent and the ability to score points, get rebounds and help the team win games," said Powell. "I know that I'm young and a rookie, but I don't care." The Grizzlies ended November with a third win and started December with another win against the Philadelphia Sixers. Again, Powell led the team in points and rebounds. During the season, the league chooses a top rookie for each month. Gasol's statistics for November made him an easy choice. On December the 5th, the league named Pau Gasol Rookie of the Month. For Pau, this was his greatest moment since he came to Memphis. A week later, one of Pau's dreams came true. Pau met and played against his idol, Michael Jordan. Although Pau led the Grizzlies with 13 rebounds, he only scored 6 points. As he admitted after the game, Jordan's presence affected him. "I saw Jordan in person for the first time. He was in front of me," he said. "I was a little distracted. I didn't think about the game. I wanted to observe Jordan, admire him." December ended well for the Grizzlies. They won most of their games, including a win over the defending champions, the Los Angeles Lakers. Gasol was a major factor in these wins. However, that month, Powell didn't get the Rookie of the Month award. He didn't care because the honour went to his friend, Shane Battier. The new year began badly for the Grizzlies. They lost several games and many players felt very frustrated. One of the Grizzlies players, Jason Williams, said to the press, "The Grizzlies are the worst team in the NBA." This motivated the team and they won the next 3 games. As usual, Powell was a big part of these victories and even had the best score of his career, 31 points. In January, the Grizzlies got some very good news. The NBA chose 3 Grizzlies to play in the All-Star Rookie Challenge during the All-Star weekend on February the 9th in Philadelphia. They were rookies Paul Gasol and Shane Battier and sophomore Stromal Swift. "This means a lot, because when I arrived, I didn't have many expectations," said Powell. "I only came to make a place for myself in my team and play for a few minutes." Powell and his family travelled to Philadelphia for the All-Star weekend. The rookies beat the sophomores 103-97. Gasol played extremely well. "I never expected to play for an all-star team in the NBA," Paul said after the game. "I'm still very surprised that I'm here. I'm very happy to have the opportunity to play in the NBA." This was a very special weekend for Powell. Everyone treated him like a big star. He had his own limousine, a big hotel suite, and a private VIP room to watch the main All-Star game with his family. The beginning of January marks the midpoint of the NBA season, and that's when many rookies experience the rookie wall. They become very tired physically and mentally because they aren't accustomed to playing so many games in such a short time. People were worried. "Will Powell also experience the rookie wall?" they asked. By the middle of January, the Grizzlies had their 40th game, and the travelling was difficult for Powell. "You're travelling constantly," he said. "You play a game in Phoenix, for example, and that same night you go to Los Angeles. You wake up in the morning and think, where am I now? Phoenix? Los Angeles? Memphis? That's life in the NBA. I'm tired, but I will play hard and I will be aggressive." And he was aggressive. Powell never experienced a rookie wall. Instead, he continued to play impressively and was Rookie of the Month again for January. "This award shows a lot about Powell and his hard work," said Coach Lowe. By now, almost everyone in the NBA agreed on one thing. Pau was the big favourite to win the Rookie of the Year award. Rookie of the Year, Pau Gasol, Grizzlies, predicted Sports Illustrated magazine. Another sports journalist wrote, "To talk about this season's Rookie of the Year, you must speak Spanish. El novato de año es Pau Gasol." Opposing coaches and players agreed with the press. "He is Rookie of the Year. There isn't anyone close," said Sacramento Kings coach Rick Alderman. "He is really a solid player." But maybe the most important opinion for Powell was his idols, Michael Jordan. "Obviously, he knows how to play the game," Jordan said. "He's going to be a good player." Powell and Shane Battier were the best rookie combination in the NBA, and the Grizzlies decided to convert them into superheroes. They called Battier Batman, and Pau was Pau. They designed a comic book describing their adventures and put it on the official Grizzlies webpage in an English and a Spanish version. The two players even got their own superhero costumes with capes. The Grizzlies finished their season well. Although they lost the two final games, they were happy. They had a promising future, and a big reason for that was Pau Gasol. Pau won the Rookie of the Month award for March and finished the season leading all the rookies in the NBA in points, 17.6, rebounds, 8.9, and blocks per game, 2.1. He also played in all 82 games of the season, the only Grizzly to do so. Now people in Memphis and Spain had only one question in their heads. Who is going to be the Rookie of the Year? Although the NBA decides the Rookie of the Month award, a panel of 126 sports writers from all over the USA votes for the Rookie of the Year. They announce the award sometime between the end of the season and the end of the playoffs. At first, Powell's plans were to fly to Barcelona right after he played his last game. However, the NBA secretly spoke to him. After that, Powell stayed in the USA for a few more days because he knew that the award was his. On April the 24th, at the Peabody Hotel in Memphis, the NBA named Pau Gasol the Rookie of the Year. After 117 of the 126 writers voted for him, he became the first European to win the award. Coach Sidney Lowe wasn't surprised. "I will say here today, wait and see what Pau Gasol can do," he said. Pau thanked his family, his coaches, and teammates for the award. "Being named Rookie of the Year is one of the greatest things in my life as a basketball player," he said. 17 years ago, another rookie came third in the draft and then won the Rookie of the Year award. His name was Michael Jordan. One thing is certain. Pau Gasol began and finished his first season in the NBA in very good company.